Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of London today in a big show of force against Mr. Bush's visit and against the occupation of Iraq. Today's rally was the culmination of a week of demonstrations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Leftist causes of all sorts were on hand in Trafalgar Square, where protesters toppled a gold-painted statue of President Bush, a symbolic moment meant to evoke memories of the toppling of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
3, 2, 1!
As John Tate of the Socialist Workers' Party said, the toppling of the Bush statue was designed to show that regime change isn't something that can only happen in the Middle East.
It's quite a serious message. Regime change is a good thing if it comes from the people. It will be a good thing when the people of Britain get rid of Blair. It'll be a good thing when the people of America get rid of Bush.
Security was tight along the 3-mile march route, with helicopters flying overhead and a heavy police presence. Smaller demonstrations had been taking place all week, even before President Bush landed Tuesday. Today's was by far the largest turnout. There was a carnival atmosphere as protesters wound their way to Trafalgar Square. Some banged on drums, while these students from Edinburgh rewrote a Beatles song. Some protesters dressed as Guantanamo Bay prisoners, others as President Bush. A few protesters were simply clowning around, including this man who called himself a member of the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army.
We were very disappointed after 500 years of having no clowns or jesters in the court. We were very excited to hear they were inviting one. Then we found that it was Bush, and he's the wrong kind of clown.
But the messages most protesters carried today were far more serious. 52-year-old Dougal Brown mocked Prime Minister Blair's close relationship with President Bush.
It's a bit of a joke, really. As my placard says, if we're his best friends, he's got some real problems.
There were pro-Palestinian groups, HIV/AIDS activists, environmentalists angry that the U.S. rejected the Kyoto Accord, and a great deal of hostility about the U.S. and British occupation of Iraq.
I want to tell them not to pull out of Iraq and leave it to civil war, but they were wrong in the first place.
That's 56-year-old Elizabeth Kavanaugh, who says today's deadly attacks in Istanbul only reinforced her opposition to the war in Iraq.
It was predictable, and what's happening now is exactly what we feared when we objected to this war in the first place. It was a preemptive war, and it's escalated state violence on a scale that we haven't seen in recent history.
Not surprisingly, the protesters out on the street said they were not swayed by President Bush's speech yesterday when he defended the war in Iraq and spoke of his plans to spread democracy in the Middle East. Many protesters argued big business is behind the Bush administration's foreign policy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, London.